So a very warm welcome to local news and features. We're in batch number one for Update Talking News Stoke. I'm joined by Teresa and I'm Tim, and we're going to read four stories for you in this batch. My headlines are Council and Cadent slammed over latest roadworks at this Stoke-on-Trent junction. And if you're curious what junction is, keep listening. And I've also got Stokeys can book 11th COVID jab and how to get yours. So I'll be giving you a reminder of that. And the headlines from Teresa coming up are...
I've got Openreach wants to install 11 telegraph poles and the neighbours aren't happy. And Sanctuary Housing slammed after broken lift left Nestor, who is 90, imprisoned in her flat.
So we look forward to hearing about those. I'm going to do the first story for you now. So Council and Cadent are slammed over latest roadworks at a Stoke-on-Trent junction. Utility giant Cadent is being allowed to dig up a road where a new junction has just been installed. Stoke-on-Trent City Council has been reconfiguring the Trentham Road and Stanley Matthews Way junction at Trentham Lakes, but Cadent has been granted permission to install new pipes at the junction, delaying the resurfacing works. The decision has angered Tory ward councillors Daniel Jollyman and Maxine Clark. They want to know why the Cadent work was not carried out at the same time as the junction improvements. They said Cadent has been granted a permit by the Labour-run Stoke-on-Trent Highways Department to install new gas pipes into the newly reconfigured junction at Stanley Matthews Way. We immediately contacted the head of highways to ask why the poor decision had been made to allow a utility company to dig up what had just been installed instead of ensuring that they carried out their works prior to or in conjunction with the new junction being constructed. We received a response back from Highways acknowledging that we were right and they had allowed the permit. They confirmed that they would delay resurfacing of the area where Cadent will be working until the pipes are installed. The Labour-run Highways Department has failed residents and taxpayers who use this daily route by imposing yet more delays on their journey when this work could have been done in conjunction with the main construction and preventing any damage to the new junction. A council spokesperson said, "Thanks to all road users and residents along Trentham Road and Stanley Matthews Way for your patience while works have been ongoing. Our resurfacing programme was temporarily delayed following a works request from Cadent to avoid the road being dug up again soon after completion. We took the decision to coordinate with the gas company and extend the resurfacing programme. This approach ensures the surface is only disturbed once, reducing disruption for residents and protecting the quality of the new road." To be clear, the request from Cadent came after the main work had already started. Once Cadent's works are complete, we will resume our resurfacing work. The temporary lights will remain in place over the weekend while the highways team finalise work on the road markings at the traffic lights. The temporary lights have been set to replicate the permanent lights to help ease any extra delays. So over to Teresa, who's going to do the first story for us in batch number one.
Well, I'll just comment on what you've been reading, Tim, because I get regularly stuck on the Trentham Road and it is a pain in the bottom. There we go. Right, here goes my one. Openreach wants to install 11 telegraph poles and the neighbours aren't happy. Families on a North Staffordshire housing estate are fighting plans for telegraph poles outside their homes. Residents in Biddulph are furious that Openreach wants to install the poles on Dorset Drive, Mason Drive, Crofter Close, Hunters Close and Thatcher Grove, despite all other services provided by an underground network. They say the poles would be an eyesore and believe they're being installed as it's cheaper than digging up the roads. Now they're signing a petition calling for Openreach to revise its plans. Pensioner Nuala Blore, aged 82, who has lived in Hunters Close since 1981, told Stoke-on-Trent Live, "I do not want a pole outside my house. I've signed the petition. I do not want it at all. We have managed without for so long, I can't see the need for them now." Neighbours Charles and Jennifer Robinson, who have lived in the street since 1982, are also opposed to the poles being erected. Charles, aged 75, said, "I can remember when it was farmland. It's as though we're going backwards having poles. I understand it's because it's cheaper than digging all the roads up. We're strongly opposed to it and going to fight it. We signed the petition straight away." John Gilman, aged 81, of Thatcher Grove, said, "I'm against the poles. I've complained to Openreach and I've written to Karen Bradley, MP. We've already got fibre in the street. It's been here for 30 years. It must be possible to do it underground. They say they do not want to dig up the street because of the disruption it would cause, and I'd rather them do it than have the ugly poles and wires everywhere. They've put them in York Close and it looks horrible. It just looks ugly. If fibre optic is already here, why do they need to do all this extra work? I've had the internet for decades and it's high speed with Virgin Media without any problems. I just do not want the eyesore. I think it could devalue my property. And if they say they're going to put a wire across, I shall refuse it. Everything is underground. I do not feel we have been consulted properly. A neighbour pointed out the notice to me on a lamppost, and that was the first I knew about it. It came as a shock to me. The petition states, BT Openreach is currently expanding its fibre optic broadband network across the UK, and your area is next in line. While we all welcome faster, more reliable connectivity, many residents are concerned about the planned installation of telegraph poles. Poles are widely seen as outdated and visually intrusive. They risk diminishing the aesthetic appeal of our neighbourhood and in some cases may even affect property values. There is a better alternative, underground ducting. It delivers the same high-speed service without compromising the character of our community. We believe residents deserve a say in how this infrastructure is delivered and together we can make our voices heard. Our area already receives services via underground cabling and we're asking Openreach to maintain the standard. Other estates like ours in Leek and Congleton have successfully had fibre installed using ducts with no poles. It's not only possible, it's proven. This petition calls on Openreach to reconsider the current rollout plan, engage in meaningful consultation with residents and commit to a fully underground network solution. An Openreach spokesperson said, "We're delivering the UK's most reliable broadband technology, full fibre to homes and businesses in Biddulph. As part of this rollout, we need to install 11 new telegraph poles in the area. Wherever possible, we use existing infrastructure such as current poles and underground ducts to minimise disruption. However, in some cases, new poles are essential to deliver the full benefits of full fibre. We understand this work may cause some inconvenience and we're committed to keeping residents informed. Notices have been placed on lampposts detailing our plans and providing a link for residents to share any concerns or objections. In response to feedback, our local planning manager visited the area and spoke directly with residents and answered questions about the need for the new poles." That's got me worried because I'm just going back to Sky, but Openreach are coming to go and do it. So what have they got to do with Sky? I'll tell you more if I survive the experience.
I have no idea. The only thing I do know is that BT are very sort of behind with their fibre optic, where Virgin have kind of always been the leaders here. Mm. So I think they're on a major catch-up, you know, and that's probably why they're having to dig up so many roads.
If they all worked together, it would be so much easier.
Yeah, but they're always in competition with each other, aren't they? Okay, so I've got for you now, I've got Stokey's can book their 11th COVID jab, it's hard to believe, and how to get yours. Appointments are now available for the 11th round of coronavirus jabs, and the latest booster is open to over 75s, care home residents and patients with a weakened immune system. The latest round of COVID jabs has been available since Wednesday the 1st of October and flu vaccinations are also available. It comes as two COVID variants are currently sweeping the UK, XFG and NB181. The variants are also known as Stratus and Nimbus. I love the names that they come up with, I really do. Ros Lindridge, NHS England Director with responsibility for vaccinations in the Midlands, said the threat from getting seriously ill from flu and COVID-19 is all too real, and each year we see hundreds of thousands of people hospitalised due to these nasty viruses, especially across the winter months. Vaccination is the best defence against these viruses and can be life-saving. So I would urge mums to be parents of young children and teens and others who are eligible to come forward to book appointments for their jabs as soon as possible to help protect themselves and loved ones. Flu and COVID vaccines are free to those at greater risk, and teams across the country are working hard to make it as quick and easy as possible to get them via local GP practices, pharmacies and schools and other community clinics. So please do book your appointment today. And if you Google the COVID jab virus online, it should tell you where you can get it from. It'll give you a link. And it could keep you out of hospital this winter. So over to Teresa now, who's going to do our final story in batch number one.
Sanctuary housing slammed after a broken lift left Nesta, who's 90, imprisoned in flat. A 90-year-old living in a two-storey flat was left imprisoned in her own home after the communal lift broke down. Nesta Hassel has been unable to leave her one-bed Waveney Court apartment ever since the lift broke on September the 4th. Two neighbours were also affected by the lift breakdown at the Newcastle Underlying Complex. Sanctuary Housing, which operates Waveney Court, has apologised. It offered ground floor accommodation to the affected residents before the lift was repaired 23 days after breaking down. Nesta said, "I was stuck in my flat for weeks. I know that might not seem like a long time, but not being able to go anywhere has a toll. It felt like a long, long time. I felt like a baby because I was just being sitting here crying to myself. I rely on the lift because I've got arthritis in my knees. The lift allows me to nip to the shops down the road or meet up with friends, and I'm very much a people person. I look forward to having a nice conversation. I'm definitely not a television person. There's only so much you can watch. I need my independence. I felt like I was locked up in prison. It was making me miserable. I stopped eating my food because it felt like there was no point in it. I'm just grateful I still had people I could call on the phone." Nesta added, "I became completely reliant on my daughter. She had to go to Tesco to get food for me. I was not the only elderly person in the building being affected by this either. People on the ground floor were okay, but there were people on the first and second floor who were trapped, and I know one of them can get downstairs, but they can't climb their way back up." Nesta is not happy with Sanctuary Housing response. She added, "I kept ringing the number they'd given me, and whenever I managed to get an answer, all they would tell me is that they're looking into it. They say it was a priority, but they would escalate it to the bosses. But the bosses never get back to me. They kept saying they were waiting for a part for the lift. You'd think they would have the parts ready to hand in case anything like this happens. It makes you wonder why they're not prepared, because we're the ones left waiting." Sanctuary Housing is aware of Nesta's concerns, and the lift was out of action for 23 days. Sanctuary Housing spokesperson said, "The lift at Waveney Court was restored on Saturday the 27th of September, with our contractor completing the work as soon as the specialist parts required were delivered. We're sorry for the inconvenience this issue caused, and we've also reminded residents with mobility issues that a move to a ground floor home in the building is an option if they would like to consider it."